Hey everybody, welcome to my broadcast. I'm Praying Medic, and this is my nightly news broadcast coming to you live on Clout Hub channel 115. I am here every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Welcome to the broadcast, to those of you who are joining me live, and to those of you who are watching on the replay. Thanks for tuning in. I have a little bit of an announcement to make. So yesterday, my YouTube account gets taken down. And today, we now have available our second book in the Q Chronicles series. Second book is called The Great Awakening. And I've been working on this book for, gosh, a long time. This is the most difficult book I've ever written. Difficult because it covers a lot of subjects that I did not know a whole lot about when I started doing the research. And I had been researching this book for months. A lot of subjects I really didn't know anything about these things. I didn't know much about the Rothschilds. I didn't know a whole lot about Vatican corruption. Didn't know a whole lot about secret societies and Freemasonry. But I have done a ton of research in putting this book together. And it is now available on Amazon. It's available in print. I'm working on the Kindle version. I have to create a separate file for that, and it's going to be a little bit of work to do that. But here's a table of contents on the book. I do a decode of the Red Castle, Green Castle stringer in chapter one. In chapter two, a little essay on conspiracies, great and small. I have my own little personal view on what the media calls conspiracies. Chapter three talks about, it's a lesson on how to decode Q's posts according to Q, how Q wants us to decode his posts. Chapter four is called The Great Awakening. What is The Great Awakening? What's it about? What's the point of it? So that's chapter four. Chapter five is a history of the Rothschilds family and what Q has had to say about the Rothschilds. If you have been studying this stuff for years, I may not give you a whole lot of new information, but for normies, for newbies who don't know a whole lot about it, I think you'll find it pretty interesting. Chapter six is Godfather 3, and that is a signature of Q. And we go and look at the history of the Catholic Church, and in particular, the corruption that is involved with the Vatican Bank and the Mafia, which I knew nothing about before I started doing research on this book. Chapter 7 is about secret societies. And chapter 8, symbolism will be their downfall, another frequent subject that Q talks about. Chapter 9, Titanic. I wasn't going to write this chapter, but there's enough information from Q about the Titanic and the Federal Reserve. I thought, I need to write a chapter on this. So that's chapter 9. Chapter 10, 9/11. I did not know a whole lot about the origins of 9/11. And again, if you're a person who has studied 9/11 for years, this chapter may not help you all that much. I basically look through the things that Q has said specifically about 9/11 and tie those things together. For normies and newbies, it'll be helpful. For people who've been following this stuff for years, probably not so much. All right, chapter 11 is an interesting chapter. It is called Jason Bourne, Deep Dream. And chapter 11 introduces a lot of the things that Q has had to say about Facebook and Twitter and censorship and how those social media platforms are likely being used by the CIA to surveil us. Chapter 12, Military Intelligence. Talk a little bit about General Flynn and his role in military intelligence, what Q has said about General Flynn, and how the military, particularly military intelligence, seems to have offered average citizens an opportunity to work with them to disseminate the truth about current and historical events. Chapter 13, what is the Keystone? An often asked question, and cover that in that chapter. Chapter 14, Speed. This is a signature by Q. It appears in three posts, and I kind of decode what that signature is all about. Chapter 15, we decode the stringer Red Red, which appears in a number of early posts by Q in 2017. Chapter 16 is DEFCON. We put together a whole bunch of posts by Q that if you don't line them up and connect the dots, it's really hard to understand what Q is talking about with DEFCON. So that's chapter 16. And then chapter 17, I think personally is the most interesting chapter in the book. It's North Korea. And this chapter, this was a chapter that would never end. We just kept going. Denise and I were finding more posts and decoding more things and rabbit trails. And it's a very interesting chapter. Interesting in because there's not a lot of open source information available about North Korea. So we tied together the posts that Q has put out there, giving us information about North Korea, about President Trump's trip to Asia, talk about the Hawaiian false missile alert, the Whidbey Island missile launch, all those things kind of get tied together. Both in DEFCON and North Korea, those two chapters, nice bookends to end the book. And then there is, of course, the glossary at the end of the book. I think we added probably another 75 terms to the glossary, abbreviations, acronyms, symbols, things that are probably not common knowledge. So the book, Great Awakening, is now available on Amazon in print. The ebook will be out soon. We'll have it available on Barnes & Noble soon, and it'll be available in other bookstores rather quickly. So go get it. All right. Last night in the town hall meeting, President Trump was attacked by a vermicious canid, some woman who decided that if you're not going to debate Joe Biden, you're going to debate me. And she went after Trump and harassed him about whether he knew anything about QAnon. Would you disavow Q? Why don't you once and for all right now publicly disavow Q? Well, Trump was not having any of it. He actually said he doesn't know anything about Q. I know nothing. He turned into Sergeant Schultz, basically. Pretended to not know anything. Right. So the media kind of flipped out last night. And today, and this is from Newsweek, Donald Trump has promoted QAnon linked Twitter accounts more than 250 times. Somebody's actually counting out there. It's probably Will Sommer or someone like that. But they say that Trump has retweeted QAnon related accounts about 258 times. And they're not buying his story that he doesn't know anything about QAnon since he's always retweeting Q accounts. But they went after him last night. And they also asked why he retweeted this conspiracy theory about Joe Biden ordering a helicopter full of Navy SEALs to be shot down to cover, for Osama bin Laden's body double. And Trump says, it's a retweet, somebody's opinion, I put it out there. Let people decide for themselves what they want to believe. Well, we know that Trump doesn't retweet stuff unless he knows that there is a factual basis behind it. So this morning, just to irritate the press, the president retweeted CJ Truth, who was one of the larger, more well-known Q accounts on Twitter. Oh, I love it. Just got to twist the knife a little bit. All right, speaking of Twitter, Twitter and Facebook actually reversed course and their decision to ban links to articles about Hunter Biden by the New York Post. And it wasn't just the New York Post. The Senate Judiciary, they took that New York Post article and they posted it on their website, and Twitter banned the link to them, to Senate Judiciary. They banned a lot of links, and they came out with an announcement. Both Facebook and Twitter said that they used poor judgment and without providing context for why they're blocking links, it was not a good idea. So now they're not going to block the links. They're just going to put a label over it telling you that this is likely misinformation and there could be hacked information and we don't know and we don't want to be doxing people and all this other nonsense. So backtracking, because I got a lot of blowback and a lot of criticism for blocking links. And by the way, on Twitter, if you're on Twitter, any link to my website is banned by Twitter. It's blacklisted. If you post a link to my blog page or any of my pages, Twitter has them all blacklisted. You get a label warning saying this might be spammy, dangerous, Will Robinson, don't go anywhere near this, so stay away. You can ignore that. If someone gives you a link to my website, it's safe. I don't have anything dangerous on my website. And so don't worry about it. Just click through if you can. But Twitter Dirt really doesn't like me. They've blocked all the links to my BitChute channel. Can't get links to that. They're all blacklisted. So it'll be interesting to see where this is all going. I think that Ajit Pai, the FCC chair, is going to change the 230 interpretation of Section 230 protections for social media. Likely that when we win back the House in November, and we are going to win back the House in November, I think we're going to have Kevin McCarthy and the Freedom Caucus draw up some significant changes to Section 230 social media protection. It's coming, it's long overdue. All right, this is an Epoch Times. Mayor Rudy Giuliani says he spent 3 weeks authenticating the materials. It's on a copy of the hard drive that allegedly belongs to Hunter Biden, which are the subject of those New York Post articles. Right, so here's the article from Ivan Pechikov. Rudy Giuliani says he and his attorney spent 3 weeks checking the notes that were on the hard drive against samples of Hunter Biden's handwriting. They matched details about undisclosed meetings with confidential information they had already obtained from other sources, and they verified the email addresses in the data trove, among other steps that they took. Giuliani says the drive has about 800 of Hunter Biden's personal photos, including some which Giuliani says show illegal acts. And then the Epoch Times says they couldn't independently verify any of this. So, also sticking with Hunter Biden, this is actually from Zero Hedge. They picked it up from another source. People are wanting to know why the FBI's top child porn investigator is involved in Hunter Biden's laptop case. So we have this document, this is signed subpoena for the hard drive that was given to the computer repair shop that originally had the computer, right? Well, if you look at the signature on the bottom of this, the signature here is Joshua Wilson. Now, Western Journal and Business Insider have confirmed the identity of this agent or attorney, Josh Wilson, and apparently he is the FBI's top child porn lawyer. So people are naturally wondering, okay, why is the FBI's top child porn lawyer involved in Hunter Biden's hard drive case? Interesting. All right. Moving along, after initially rejecting California's request for federal assistance related to these wildfires, President Trump today reversed course and he approved the request for assistance for the wildfires. Don't know how much money is going to be given to them, but there was some discussions between Kevin McCarthy, members of FEMA, and Gavin Newsom, and they worked out an agreement that California will be getting federal assistance. All right, this is in from CNN. It's being reported on a lot of news outlets. Robert O'Brien, who is the president's national security advisor, has rejected an offer by Vladimir Putin that would extend the START treaty. So this is the nuclear arms treaty. It would extend it for 1 year, but it would not freeze current levels of nuclear armament. And so O'Brien said that's not going to work for us. This is a quote from O'Brien. U.S. proposed an extension of the new START treaty for 1 year in exchange for Russia and the U.S. capping all nuclear warheads during that period. Putin's response was that they would agree to a 1 year extension, but they would not agree to freeze nuclear warheads. So the good thing about this is that the talks have quickly escalated to high level talks. And I think in a very short period of time, we're probably going to get an agreement. So they're just negotiating back and forth on what the terms of the new extension are going to be. All right, this is from BuzzFeed. So a federal judge wants to know if Trump's tweets are actually official government mandates. This has to do with President Trump tweeting out that he is authorizing the DOJ to declassify and release all documents related to Spygate unredacted, right? So the federal judge, and this is at re the request of BuzzFeed, who filed a lawsuit, Federal judge said Friday that the judge is ordering the Justice Department to talk to President Trump and find out in person if he really intended to declassify all Russia investigation documents without redactions when he retweeted that. The judge's directions were issued in response to two emergency motions filed by BuzzFeed seeking the immediate release of Russia-related documents in response to Trump's tweets, right? So Trump tweets it out, we want all documents released, unredacted. BuzzFeed files an emergency motion wanting to get those documents. And now the judge is telling the DOJ they have to find out from Trump if he really intended to declassify without redaction all those documents. Right. And I don't know where that's going to end up, but it's out there. And that gets us caught up to the latest news. It is Friday, October 16th. And I think President Trump is going to win the election in a landslide. There's a red wave coming. President Trump tweeted out this morning, red wave is coming, massive red wave. President's campaign is doing internal polling. Dude, I don't believe any of the mainstream media polls. I don't believe Rasmussen. I don't believe any of the polling is accurate. They're all missing key indicators in their polling. So I have zero faith in the polls. I think President Trump's internal polling is correct. I have revelation from God that it's going to be a red wave. And I think we're going to see a massive turnout for the president this November. I think not only is he going to win, he's going to increase the majority in the Senate, and I think we'll retake the House. And when that happens, there's going to be a lot of changes. Once the president gets reelected, he doesn't have to worry about reelection after that. It is game on. I think we're going to see a lot of changes very shortly after the president gets reelected. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. If this broadcast has encouraged you, you might want to support me on Subscribestar. If you are interested in learning more about Q, you can check out my book, The Great Awakening. Link is in the description box. Please keep me and Denise in prayer. Keep the president in prayer. Keep Q and the team in prayer. Keep the military and the Secret Service in prayer. And I will catch you on the next broadcast.